Welcome back to Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Our guest today is Sunny Hood, the public relations manager of the Unclaimed Baggage Center, a one-of-a-kind store in Alabama, and I cannot wait to talk to you about this fascinating store, Sunny. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. So before we jump in, will you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So as you mentioned, my name is Sunny, and I am a Scottsboro, Alabama native. Actually, my first job was Unclaimed Baggage. As a junior in high school, I worked in the fitting rooms, and then I worked in the cafe, and then I ended up working in every single department on the sales floor. I continued to work here throughout high school, and even while I was at college, would come back during summer vacation and things like that to work on the sales floor to make a little extra change. I never would have imagined that a few years later, you know, after I graduated, I would wind back in my hometown, back working at Unclaimed Baggage. But I'm so blessed and so fortunate that that's how my story kind of turned out to be, because I love my job, and I love Unclaimed Baggage, just the unique, story behind it and the way we're able to be make such an impact in our area. You know, when I'm not at Unclaimed Baggage or not shopping at Unclaimed Baggage, I am a huge thrifter. So I love to go treasure hunting. I love to travel. And you can find me drinking one too many cups of coffee is usually where you'll find me.
That is so cool. So you're just a natural fit then. I mean, it just made sense to bring you back then.
Right. Yeah, I know a whole lot about Unclaimed Baggage. It's been a part of my story for quite a while now.
That is so awesome. So again, y'all, we've got an expert here to tell us all about it. Well, let's jump right in then. Tell us about Unclaimed Baggage and especially how you source your inventory.
All right. So Unclaimed Baggage is the nation's only retailer of lost luggage. And what that means is we have contracts with all of the major airlines. And the airline industry standard is a bag has to be lost for a minimum of 90 days after an extensive search for the original owner. And it's only after that 90-day search that a bag is officially deemed as unclaimed. So at that point, a claims process occurs. So the traveler is compensated for their lost belongings. And Unclaimed Baggage steps in as a salvage partner to the airlines. So we purchase those orphaned suitcases from them, and they're brought back to our facilities here in Scottsboro, Alabama. And we have a team of bag openers who will spend their Monday through Friday going through these bags, mining for treasures, if you will, but also determining how we're going to give new life to each item inside. Because we like to think that we're providing a very sustainable solution to the problem of unclaimed bags. You know, we don't want all of these items to end up in a landfill. So we take those items and determine how we're going to give new life to them. On average, a third of everything we receive is recycled. A third is donated through our charitable foundation, Reclaimed for Good. And then a third is sold, either here in our retail store in Scottsboro or online at unclaimedbaggage.com.
Okay. That is so interesting because, you know, you think about like unclaimed baggage. And I mean, I know the times when my baggage has been lost, you know, I've been, you know, beaten down the door, you know, like, okay, we've got to find this. I need my bag. I need this. And I guess sometimes it just doesn't work out that way.
Right. So I take it you were reunited with your bag?
Yes.
Yeah, so the airlines really do have a successful track record. They're successful over 99.5% of the time in reuniting travelers with their lost items. So our store is really a fraction of a percent of all lost items. But when you consider that we are the only company in the nation who does this, and millions of people travel every single day, that fraction of a percent is going to add up to quite a bit of inventory.
Yeah. I know a lot of times when I'll post about Unclaimed Baggage on our social media, you know, and people will be like, oh, you know, it's other people's stuff. I'm like, no, seriously, the airlines really go to great lengths to reunite people. So that's good to find out that it's, you know, 99% is reunited with the person. Yes. So that's cool.
Yes, that's right. You know, we never wish for someone to lose their item. Right. I've never lost a bag. I kind of think I probably will. I just feel like that's only natural for this position. I need to go through what it's like to lose my item. However, you know, we kind of look at it as these items aren't going to waste. You know, right. If they are unclaimed, if there's no way to reunite it with their original owner, we're able to step in and do something good with it.
Yeah, that's really cool. So are all of the unclaimed bags then from airports, or do you, you know, purchase luggage from other places?
So we have contracts with all major domestic airlines. But mm-hmm. interestingly enough, we started back in 1970 partnering with Trailways Bus Lines.
Okay.
So, you know, we started in the bus line industry, and we continue to partner with people within the travel industry, bus lines, mm-hmm. rental cars, things of that sort. We also have certain contracts with some hospitality and entertainment industries, mm-hmm. because what we found over the course of 53 years now in business is that lost items are everywhere. Yeah. So how can we offer our unique solution to unclaimed and left behind things?
Okay. Well, I've been to Unclaimed Baggage before when they've done a surprise opening of a bag. Do you want to tell us about those throughout the day at Unclaimed Baggage?
Sure. So the question we receive so often is, can I get behind the scenes? Can I see how a bag is sorted, or can I sort through a bag? While yeah. we can't allow the public or media or anything like that in our operations facility, we have created this in-store experience, if you will, called the baggage experience. It happens every single day around 2 p.m. Central Time here in the store in Scottsboro. And we will collect names. And we will do a drawing where one special guest gets to go through an unopened, unprocessed suitcase mm-hmm. and sort through it just like we do behind the scenes, just yeah. to give them, you know, that just so you can see how it happens.
Yeah. So they can be in on the sheer surprise of what's in the bag.
Right. And, you know, sometimes it's just an ordinary bag. They sort through mm-hmm. blue jeans and t-shirts. But every now and then you come across something interesting that has some yeah. Really unique items in there.
Yeah. The day I was there, it was a bag. It looked like someone had been to Disney. So it was a lot of Disney souvenirs. And you're like, oh, they're Disney souvenirs.
That's what we say. Every bag tells a story.
Yeah.
Every single one. Yeah.
It was really cool because, I mean, it was very, I mean, the anticipation that y'all create, you know, I mean, it is a really cool experience.
Yeah. And that's our goal. You know, we want to be more than just your typical retail store.
Yeah.
We're one of the top attractions in the state of Alabama. We welcome over 1 million guests every single year here who have unclaimed baggage on their bucket list to come to. So we want to make sure that we're more than just your typical store, that we are yeah. adding fun to make it a true destination experience.
Well, tell us a little bit about the process of how you like prepare these items for sale. You know, what sort of conditions, you know, do you look for? What do you find the items in? What condition do you find the items in?
Right. So we employ a truck driver who will make weekly stops to our partners. He collects mm-hmm. all of these bags by the truckload, and then they come back to our operations facility. At that point, they're going to be unloaded, and our bag openers will go through, they'll sort through them, determine, are we going to sell it, donate it, recycle it, mm-hmm. and then it's going to be laundered. So every single piece of clothing, shoes, accessories is going to be desanitized or laundered before it hits the sales floor. A fun fact is that we actually have the largest laundry operation in the state of Alabama. On average, we're laundering around 50,000 items a month, which is more yeah. than your typical laundromat will do in an entire year. And I actually heard that a few months ago, we were near the 80,000 item mark in a month getting cleaned and laundered. So everything's nice and clean. Then if it's an electronic, it's going to be sent to our electronics processing. There's no security risk. If you see a cell phone or tablet, laptop, thing of that sort on the sales floor, everything is wiped clean back down to factory settings. So there's no personal information on there. And mm-hmm. we're also going to test them to make sure that they work, of course. Then it's going to be priced. So our pricing model is anywhere from 20 to 80. percent off suggested retail value. So when guests come into the store, not only is it a treasure hunt and you never know what you're going to find, it's also a bargain hunt because you're going to find great deals on great brands.
That is so cool. I love that. I know, you know, sometimes it's kind of like going thrifting that you talked about earlier. It's like an elevated thrifting is what I would always call it, you know, tell people that have never been there. But yeah, you kind of have to go, you know, often and catch those surprises. So
that's right. You never know what you're going to find. On average, we stock up to 7,000 new items every single day in the retail store. And then our online store is stocked with anywhere up to 5,000 new items a week.
Yeah.
So we're constantly rolling out fresh inventory and new things to hunt through.
Yeah. Well, tell us some of the most interesting things that y'all have found, and then we'll let this lead us into the new museum that y'all have created as well.
Yes. So as I mentioned, we were founded in 1970. So we have been going through bags for over half a century. And as you can imagine, we have come across some weird and wonderful things, is how we like to put it. The most shocking thing, in my opinion, is that we unpacked a live rattlesnake. He was kind of tucked in the outside pocket of a duffel bag.
Oh my gosh.
And we're thinking, surely he's got in there while he was being transported or stored during that 90-day waiting period of trying to reunite the bag. Surely someone was not traveling with him. But we did find a live rattlesnake back in the 90s. We have found real human shrunken heads. We found ancient Egyptian artifacts back in the 80s. A well-worn Gucci suitcase arrived to our facilities, and inside were ancient Egyptian artifacts. Some went back to 1500 BC. Majority of those were auctioned off through Christie's Auction House soon after their arrival, but we have a few of the original items that are showcased in the museum. And then, of course, the fan favorite, the famous Hoggle. He is the puppet from Jim Henson's film Labyrinth, starring David Bowie. We unpacked him in 1997. He was completely rotting, just deteriorating in a suitcase. So we had him refurbished, and he's been greeting our guests since the early 2000s. Some people plan their trip to Unclaimed Baggage just to see Hoggle, people who are huge Labyrinth fans.
But hold on a second. We got to go back to, you just kind of breezed over that human head thing.
I think I'm so used to it that I'm like, oh yeah, we found some human shrunken heads. Yep, we did. No, we don't still have the real ones. I actually don't know what happened to them. I've heard that at one point, our original founder, Mr. Doyle Owens, kept one of them behind our cash register, kind of as a talking point for guests. But I actually don't know where those human heads wound up, but we, you know, we have contracts with all major domestic airlines. However, we receive items from all over the world, which is just fascinating because Scottsboro is a small town of about 15,000 people. But then here in this store, you have so many times throughout history, so many parts of the world, so many cultures represented.
That is incredible. So, okay, let's go back to the rattlesnake. I'm sorry. I'm just like, whoa.
It's shocking.
So the rattlesnake actually lived for 90 days without...
So that's what we don't know. We don't know how he ended up in there. All we know is that he was there in a duffel bag as we were going through the bag.
Maybe
via transport, he found his way in there. I have no idea, but he was there.
Ooh, yeah, that would have been quite the shocking find. That would have been really cool to have been there. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe cool is not the right word I'm looking for there. But
entertaining. It's entertaining.
Yes.
It's always entertaining at Unclaimed Baggage. I mean, we say people will never know what they'll find when they shop here, but we also never know what we'll find when we're going through the bags.
That is unbelievable. Well, let's talk about the new museum that y'all just opened not long ago. So tell us how it differs from the lobby area where you had all the neat things.
Sure. So the number one question we ever receive at Unclaimed Baggage is what you just asked. What's the weirdest thing you've ever found? Yeah. Because people travel with all sorts of things. So to answer that question, we've put together the Unclaimed Baggage Museum. It includes around 100 of the most unique and fascinating items we've ever found. We are not museum specialists or museum curators, so we've actually hired on the expertise of museum specialists and researchers, graphic designers, people who actually put together these cases and these displays for us. So it is excellently done. It really is beautiful. And it's different than, as you mentioned, the typical display that used to be in the lobby. Well, for number one, it was completed by experts. And so, you know, it was done just in a great way. But then it also includes a lot more items that tell the story of real things that people packed with them while traveling.
That's incredible. I mean, I can honestly say when I've traveled, you know, it's been, you know, your toiletries, shoes, pants, tops.
Right.
Pretty boring things compared to what y'all unpack and find.
I mean, you don't usually travel with a shrunken head or a rattlesnake.
Well, you know, I mean, not recently. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I can't wait to see the new museum because the lobby area was just so cool. And I mean, you would get stuck in there just looking at everything. And you're like, oh, wait, you know, we've still got to go shop.
Right. And that's another goal that we had. As I mentioned with the baggage experience, wanting to be a true destination that people travel to from all over the world. Yeah. So the museum is just an added element to tell the Unclaimed Baggage story and to make so you can spend a whole day with us and so that we're a true destination experience.
Yeah, that's what we tell people when we go to shows, especially, you know, up north and outside of our region, that, you know, it's an experience. It's not just, you know, oh, I'm going to find, you know, you're going to shop, you know, you're going to find something neat, but you're also going to see what has been found, learn about the history. And then, you know, like you mentioned at the cafe, grab something to eat, something to drink. So yeah, I mean, it's a whole destination.
Right.
So Unclaimed Baggage was featured on National Geographic. Tell us about some of the other times that Unclaimed Baggage has been featured in the news.
Right. So when we were founded, Mr. Doyle Owens, our founder, was not too keen on having the media visit the store. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until the early 90s, I want to say it was 1993, it may have been 1997, that we allowed our first media visitor here at the store, and it was Oprah. So Oprah put us on the map. She actually quoted us as one of the America's best kept shopping secrets.
Yeah.
And so after that, media requests consistently come into our inboxes or give us a phone call, just because the unique factor, the wow factor. We are the only company in the nation that does something like this. We've been featured on Good Morning America multiple times. Mm-hmm. Of course, National Geographic was huge for us. And now in recent years, influencer marketing is the new thing. So we recently had a couple of very well-known YouTuber influencers here with us. And it was so cool as they were shopping around, just the people who recognized them and would come up and ask for photos. And so, yeah, I mean, we've kind of been all over the place.
Yeah, that is quite the person to start with for your first media visit, Oprah.
Yes, she put us on the map for sure.
That is so cool. Did she tell like how she found out about Unclaimed Baggage or...
I don't know. That was before my time, if we're being honest. So I'm not sure how she found out about us. All I know, now Oprah herself did not come to Unclaimed Baggage, her crew. Okay. But since that was our first media visit, they weren't even allowed inside. Oprah's crew had to stand outside of the doors while they told the story of Unclaimed Baggage, which is just so funny to think, because now we, you know, we welcome journalists and reporters and we'll give them a tour of the store. So it's really cool to see how our story has evolved.
Yeah, that is so neat. That is just so cool. Well, you mentioned earlier too about repurposing and donating. So tell us about the charity that y'all have.
Right. So Reclaimed for Good is the charitable foundation of Unclaimed Baggage, and it truly is the heartbeat and purpose behind what we do. Mm-hmm. I mentioned before that we truly want to do good with these items, to redeem them for good, to give them a new purpose. Mm-hmm. So we are constantly seeking out like-minded organizations to give back the items that might not make it to our sales floor.
Yeah.
A few examples. We are the top provider of prescription eyewear to the Lions Club International. We've partnered with them for over 20 years. And throughout that partnership, we have donated over 1.25 million pairs of prescription eyeglasses. And they take them, and some of their efforts include going to other countries who might not have access to eye care, to the resources mm-hmm. that we might have here. And they're able to pair them with eyewear that allows them to live. I mean, I see that you're wearing glasses now. Yeah. I wear contacts. I can't imagine what my life would be like if I did not have access to a pair of eyeglasses or eyewear. Yeah. We also donate medical supplies. So we kind of joke, we get a lot of wheelchairs, and mm-hmm. we're not really sure how someone goes onto the plane with their wheelchair and then they come off without one, but we get wheelchairs by the tractor trailer load.
Wow.
And so we regularly get calls from the local community, local churches, things like that. They have someone in their congregation who needs a wheelchair, so we'll give them one. But we also donate them in bulk to an organization called Wheels for the World. And what they do, it's a mobility ministry. So there are prisons located in Arkansas. And so these wheelchairs are taken to these prisons, and inmates can choose if they would like to volunteer their time to rebuild these wheelchairs, to get them in the best shape. And then they're distributed all around the world to people who don't have access to things of that sort. Mm-hmm. Clothing, coats, to homeless missions, even towels or pet supplies to local animal shelters. You know, we consistently seek out ways to where we can do good with these items and not just recycle them or not throw them away.
That is so amazing. And I love the name. You've gone from unclaimed to reclaimed. That is so cool.
And one, a huge one that I forgot to mention, our own in-house charity. It's called Love Luggage. And we will host Love Luggage events where we have hard-sided suitcases, and guests or team members, people of the community are invited to paint the hard-sided suitcases mm-hmm. with bright pictures, quotes, scripture, whatever they'd like. And then they're donated to foster children in our area. We heard a statistic several years ago of how so many children in foster care have to carry their items in black garbage bags.
Yeah.
And we just thought that should not be the case. What kind of a message is that sending a child to throw their items in the trash? So that's how the idea of Love Luggage kind of came to be. And it's my favorite charitable initiative that we do here.
Yeah, that is so cool. I know I went through the foster process for a little while, and you know, just hearing some of those stories and seeing it firsthand, you know, of just getting a bag of stuff, you know, and yeah, that's really cool. It gives some dignity to having to move, you know, in such a difficult situation.
So. Absolutely. Something to call their own, something that they can put their earthly possessions in instead of a black garbage bag.
Yeah, it matters. It really does. That's so cool. I love that. Okay, well, that has been so cool to learn all of these things about Unclaimed Baggage and get the behind-the-scenes scoop. But before we go, we always ask our Facebook followers what questions they wanted asked. And the winning question this week, it's kind of funny, but the question that they wanted asked was, have you ever opened a bag and it was full of cash?
Of cash?
Yes.
So, I don't know about a suitcase full of cash. What I can say is that we do find money. And if we find money, since we are a private for-profit business, then that money goes to the company. Okay. Now, what I can say is that we also find gift cards. And what we have found, if we come across a gift card, we don't want to throw that away. We actually mm-hmm. have a couple of part-time team members who work for our charitable foundation, Reclaim for Good, mm-hmm. whose sole job is to check the balances on these gift cards. And those balances are used solely for donations. We have an in-house food pantry for our team members. If they need a meal to hold them over for a weekend or if they're going through a hard time, we've used these Reclaim for Good gift cards to go buy groceries from Walmart or Trader Joe's, wherever, to stock that pantry. And so that's just a unique way that we're able to redeem these items for good and to use them in an effective way.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love that. So for our listeners out there, tell us where they can find Unclaimed Baggage on social media.
Right. So you can find us at unclaimedbaggage.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just type in Unclaimed Baggage and you're sure to find us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. This has been so fun to learn all the inside of Unclaimed Baggage.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.